USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas hit the Texas coast early Tuesday as a Category 1 hurricane. Nicholas made landfall on the eastern part of the Matagorda Peninsula and was soon downgraded to a tropical storm. Heavy rain and flooding continues in Texas and east Louisiana. Californians are heading to the polls Tuesday to decide whether or not to remove Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom from office. California's unusual recall election triggered when anti-Newsom organizers collected roughly 1.5 million signatures needed to put him on the ballot again. A challengers list of 46 alternatives has Larry Elder leading in most polls. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the self-described Democrat socialist from New York, wore a white dress with the slogan, "Tax the Rich," along her backside at the lavish Met Gala in New York Monday evening. The minimum price for the event, $30,000 each. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was not able to travel three blocks to meet with congressional leaders on Monday and gave congressional questioning answers via television. It was revealed there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Blinken expects terrorists to police terrorists.
There's no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan security forces or the Afghan government any more resilient. We expect the Taliban to ensure freedom of travel, to make good on its commitments on counterterrorism, to uphold the basic rights of the Afghan people.
In other news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that the state will fine cities and counties $5,000 for each employee required to get a vaccination. That's being reported by the Tampa Bay Times. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
President Biden, breaking his promise to not make vaccines mandatory, has issued a vaccine mandate to tens of millions of Americans last week. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden announced a push last week to get millions of Americans vaccinated against COVID-19, implementing a vaccine mandate for all federal workers and contractors and all healthcare workers in facilities that receive federal funding. A group of Republican governors have already pushed back against the president's mandates, with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tweeting that her state would sue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott supports that effort. He tells Fox News that he doesn't believe that the president has the authority to issue the kinds of mandates that he has.
He also said he didn't have the authority to and would not mandate the vaccines on people in the United States of America, and he does not have that authority under the Constitution. As you point out, it is states and governors who have the authority, and Sean, I have issued an executive order already in existence that prohibits any government from imposing a vaccine mandate on my fellow Texans. So we're going to have a constitutional showdown. I believe that governor's orders will supersede the president's orders because the president does not have the authority to impose this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first Monday night football game this year was played in the new Las Vegas Raiders Stadium. The home team took away the win from the Baltimore Ravens in overtime, 33-27. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.